There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Living Room Logic.
Well, everyone, hello, welcome back to another episode of Living Room Logic Season 3. Isn't it great to be back, Andrew?
Mm-hmm, happy to be here.
And for this topic, it's a bit of a, it might be a bit long, might be a bit short, who knows, because it's all relative. Yeah. Today,
it is.
We're going to talk about time. And although time seems very constant on Earth, turns mm-hmm. out it isn't at all in the universe. So yeah. I'm going to give it over to Andrew first, because Andrew has a story for us about what time is and what it means to all of us.
Time is one of those things that's extremely confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely simple at the same time. And much like someone sitting on a clock, this episode will be on time. So we're going to talk about the idea of time, because time is kind of a reference frame, isn't it? It's kind of we have a past, we cannot go backwards, but we are always going forwards in time. We know from our memory that things have happened before.
Mm.
That is the past of time. We do not know what's ahead of us in time.
Mm.
But in every moment, we move forwards in time.
Mm-hmm.
Every moment. So time is super confusing. And time is the kind of thing you talk about at 4 a.m. when everyone should have gone to bed.
Oh, fuck.
Time is one of these beautiful, beautiful things that is absolutely universal. It's almost as if the universe ticks based on a clock that just keeps everything ticking at the same rate through time.
Right.
At any instant in the universe, everything is at the same point in time. Whether they're experiencing it going slower,
mm-hmm.
whether time is going faster for them, but at any instant in the universe between us and a galaxy far, far away, time is going at the same point and leading to the next moment. So that's confusing. And time is also something which was hotly debated. So like the Greeks used to talk about time as eternal, that there was no start and that there was no end. It was just time, that time existed.
Mm-hmm.
People like Isaac Newton came out and were like, time is going only forwards, which kind of indicates that it's coming from somewhere. And that it began. That was his kind of idea. And that's where he was going with. Yeah, so he was going with that kind of classical thinking that we have to go through time. Because time doesn't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
We are born, we live, and we die. No one ever does it the other way around, Aiden.
Except for that mofo Benjamin Button.
No, he was just a completely different weirdo. But he still, he was born. He didn't, you know, he didn't undecompose from the ground.
No, that would be even weirder. That's another movie idea.
That is another movie. You know, he went through the same process. But that is the idea. We were born, we live, we die. We always do it in that order.
Yeah.
But as time went on, the Big Bang was found as the first moment in time,
mm-hmm.
which begs even more philosophical questions. Okay, what happened before the Big Bang, which is another really confusing concept, because before indicates that there was a time before, but there was no time.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only an instant. It's like saying, there was a physicist that said this before. I think it was Brian Greene who said, going to the Big Bang and wondering what was before it is like standing on the North Pole and asking what's north of here.
Cool.
There is no more north.
Yeah, it's no longer land. It's a different thing. Entirely.
Yeah, you can't go past it. You can't go any more north than the North Pole, any more than you can go any further back than the start of time.
So cool.
Yeah, so it's a very, very interesting and a super confusing thing to happen. And people are always wondering about, like, oh, like you've heard, I'm sure everyone thought about this at some point in their lives, about what would happen if you stopped time. What would happen if you stopped time? The reality is, if someone stopped time, absolutely nobody would notice. You wouldn't notice. It would literally just be an instant, and then the next instant, and then the next instant, and nothing would happen. Because if you stopped time, everything stopped. You can't stop time. You can't stop time for a year, because there is no year. You have stopped time. Do you get what I'm saying? In that very instant,
I wish I could.
Can't stop it.
I'm sure some of the listeners and viewers do, but...
And if I stopped time for a day, that sentence doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
That's the point. It's like, you can't both stop time and exist in time. Mm-hmm. When people say they'd like to stop time, they're not saying they want to stop time. They're saying they want time to continue, but the three dimensions of space to pause. Right?
Time is still ongoing when you...
So it's not...
In that situation, like in certain movies and stuff, everything stops except for one person, and they can like change things, or they can go into the jewelry store and put a bracelet on and whatever,
exactly,
and put on their favorite clothes. And then they're like, oh, this is kind of boring. I might start time again. But time went on.
Yes.
It's just this 3D space stopped moving.
Exactly. Cool. So when people say they want to stop time, they're not actually stopping time.
That's so funny.
They're stopping space. So it's a really, this is the way you kind of have to think about time, is this constantly pushing forward thing. You can't stop it. What you want to stop is entropy. You want to stop everything in the universe doing things. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to do. But this is also why the idea of like going back in time doesn't make sense. You can't really go back in time. You can't reverse entropy, because you can't go backwards. Mm-hmm. The whole point of time is that, Aiden, if you were sitting in your chair, right? And then you got up in using the magic of time, and then I sat in your chair, great. That is no problem. However, if we could go backwards through time, there would create problems that in any instant, we could both be sitting in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I could go back in time and sit in the chair at the same time you're sitting in the chair, and then we end up in this completely mythical and fictional situation, because I can't go back in time whilst you stay going forward in time.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make sense. You know, these things do not make sense. But altogether, it's such an interesting concept to think about, how we constantly move forward in time, to think that the time that has passed is the result of the time that has passed is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how time is guaranteed to keep moving forward, and we just don't know how that will end. So I think that's really, really cool. But as constant as time is, and like I was saying there, time and space is quite connected.
Mm-hmm.
As Aiden did his research this week, he's about to tell us about how things can manipulate how we experience time?
Yeah. So time, Andrew just talked about how time is like an unstoppable force. But it is and it isn't, because the Albert Einstein in 1905 came out with five different papers, and they're like his most important kind of seminal papers, because they talk about these things called special relativity and general relativity. And they talk about the fact that time and space can actually be warped. And the only thing that ever stays constant is speed. And we know this only through observation. So we only know this from... in every instance that we've ever done it a billion times, looked at light and how it travels, it always travels at nearly 300 million meters a second.
Mm-hmm.
And it just always does that. But the... And Einstein came up with this idea that, you know, time is actually a fourth dimension, and that gravity and the mass of objects can actually manipulate time and distance.
Wow.
If you like remember back to the scariest time of your high school or secondary school when you were in physics, or if you ever had to do it, speed is equal to distance over time.
Mm-hmm.
And because speed is constant now, you have to distort the other two. And so that comes when you push this to really large scales and really, really fast speeds, things like matter, like us going very fast. It's this thing called special relativity. Mm-hmm. And weird things start to happen to time and space. And so there's this really cool idea called time dilation. And there's a really, probably the best example of it is actually in a movie called Interstellar. And it's a really cool movie. And there are many kind of scientific plot holes in it that allowed them to tell the story as cool as they could.
Mm-hmm.
But I told you already that when something has a huge mass and really powerful gravity, that when you go closer and closer to that, it actually changes your reference of time. And from an observer who's looking at you or judging the way that time is passing from their perspective based on what's happening to you, it's completely different. And actually, the closer you get to something that is massive, very massive, like a black hole. And in the case of Interstellar, they went to this planet that's really close to this super massive black hole. It was called like Gargantua or something. And they knew this already, that they had to try and see if there was life on the planet or something. But they knew that if they went down there, because the planet was so close to the black hole, for every hour that they spent on that planet, it would be 7 years of time passed on Earth. And it was just one of the most amazing examples of time dilation. If you were able to point a telescope at them on that other planet, millions of miles away, you'd see them all like walking in super slow motion, and that just terrifies me. And yeah, they got back anyway, and yeah, they screwed up. One of the people died, and they lost like 30 years. Yeah. And so your man's back in his ship and looking at 30 years worth of video logs from his family. And it's like that human impact, of course, this 30 years on a human perspective, it's really scary.
Yeah.
But there's actually a really cool way that you can use time dilation to actually go into the future, because it, as Andrew said, this, he is correct. And we know that time cannot go backwards. We can't go backwards in time. Time always flows like a river forwards. And you can actually speed up through the river, though. Forward. Never backwards. And Stephen Hawking came up with this example that if you were to build a bullet train around the circumference of the Earth, so it was on this track that went around the whole Earth,
mm-hmm,
and you got it up to close to the speed of light, you'd get a bunch of people who want to go into the future. They'd go on a week trip on this train that nearly goes to the speed of light around the Earth. Just zip, 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 zips around. And at that speed, it'd zip around the Earth at about 7 times a second. So you'd see the train always kind of there in a haze. Because it's going so fast. It's going around 7 times a second. So, of course, like the heat and everything, the energy needed to make that wouldn't be possible.
And it would probably end up... It would
certainly disturb the wildlife. The birds would be like, what the...
Man, I think that would disturb the climate. I think the
What it would be like? When people on the internet put like rubber bands around a watermelon... It would be like that, and the Earth would just go, pop!
It would be too much.
But the cool thing is, at close to the speed of light, now you can never get to the speed of light, because Einstein's laws of general relativity basically say that it cannot be done. You can always get very close, though. Being on that train for a week, you get off the train, and guess how much time has passed for everyone else on Earth? Do you know?
I have
100 years. You'd be 100 years in the future.
Outrageous. That is outrageous.
Yeah, so it's a really kind of interesting concept, and it's a really nice way of explaining time dilation. But at the same time, you know, we couldn't do that. But a real world example that time dilation is happening right now is actually satellites that use there's like 32 of them that we get GPS on our phones from. And those satellites are further away from the Earth than we are. And so time goes ever so slightly slower for those satellites. It's like a nanosecond or something, or less. It's like a billionth of a second. And they have input into their systems a correction for that, because the scientists knew that that would happen. And if they didn't do that, the satellites wouldn't work at all. They would go like miles off course, and you would just get GPS wouldn't work. So the only reason GPS works is because we know that time dilation, that time moves slower for those satellites. That is so freaking cool.
That is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Just to think, it's because what's so strange about that is like my phone is literally speaking to something which is experiencing time differently all the time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, it's very strange.
My God.
So, I mean, I could go on and on about these time dilation things, but it is just the take home here is that time can be bent, and actually the distance between things can actually be bent as well.
That's so
the only thing that remains the same is the speed of
that
light.
That's so cool, man. That's so cool. And I think the first thing that honestly came to mind, I was like, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea if we could make some kind of spaceship that would host like a load of different like DNA species, humans, stuff like that. Shoot it off for 20 years, going closest to the speed of light as possible, and just let them come back to Earth in like 200 years.
Yeah.
And hope, and on the off chance that we screwed up the Earth so much that the population is gone, they could try again, and we're surviving the species.
The spaceship comes back after spending all of the resources of the Earth, and it's just a bunch of zebras, and they're just like, what do we do now?
And the zebras go, bro,
this was a terrible idea.
We mutated into a highly intellectual horse species post the radiation.
We're getting off the topic. Andrew wants to talk about time again.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was a cool concept. So that's the very big scale of time, right? Mm-hmm. That's the very big scale. But like we love talking about, what about at the quantum scale? We love talking about it because we don't understand it. But at the quantum scale, where you get to the teeniest, tiniest things, right, Aiden? Mm-hmm. Do you remember we did a quantum episode a while ago and we mentioned a Planck length?
Yes.
The smallest length in the universe. There is also a smallest amount of time in the universe. Yeah.
A Planck time?
No, just a unit of time. The smallest possible measure of time. It follows the same idea as the Planck constant, where it is divisible to a point.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What's interesting in quantum mechanics, and we talked about this before, is that we're talking about particles around an atom, electrons and stuff like that. And we know about what's interesting about electrons is that they're not like a moon circling a planet.
Mm-hmm.
They exist as a cloud of probability,
yeah.
Of at a certain point, you may find the electron here, but you also may find it there.
Mm-hmm.
They're superpositioned, right? So you can have them in two separate things. However, it can be in a superposition in a constant of time. So in a unit of time, it can be in two places at once.
What?
Yeah. So it's not moving. It's a probability of where you can find it. So the probability of where you would find it is different in one unit of time. So this is where time completely shit the bed and completely loses all meaning.
Yeah.
And what makes this so cool is that there's new theories around how time works and how gravity works and all of this, and trying to interlink
quantum mechanics and classical physics and classical mechanics and put it all together.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing about it is that time is not a variable. They don't...
Even added in.
No, it's not. What? Because what they're saying is that to understand this, you do not need to predict change. You need to predict how anything can affect anything in one instant, right? So what is the effect that the Earth is having you in any instant? It is having a pulling down effect.
Hmm.
That indicates that you will likely not float away in the next instant of time.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to understand that, you don't need to include time as a unit.
Okay.
Time just kind of proves that it's going on. This is kind of crazy. Quantum time, quantum theories of trying to pull this all together, because you can't be dependent on time once you move to the quantum level, because it becomes irrelevant. You have things that exist in two places at once because it's all probability, and it's not that it's moving in time. It can be detected in one unit of time, superpositioned. Aiden looks like he's getting a big headache here.
I am trying my best. I'm trying my best, and my brain hurts. My poor little brain.
The important thing to get from this, it's a really cool theory. It's definitely worth Googling.
Yeah.
Is to get that in order to understand how everything in the universe interacts, it does not have to be in a passage of time. It can be in a single frame. Like taking a single frame from a movie or something, you should be able to predict how things will interact. Is it having a pushing effect, a pulling effect?
What is it doing?
At that scale, but they're trying to expand it to the universe. They're trying to expand it greater because that's currently a big problem. The biggest problem in physics is relating quantum mechanics to gravity. And this is kind of pulling it together, saying, look, maybe time is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because time... Yeah, so it's like, because since time is kind of irrelevant at a quantum level and we're so connected to time at a macro scale, at a major scale, maybe time itself,
it's difficult for us to think that time is irrelevant in that scenario because we're so biased to being at the will of time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a really cool theory. I'm definitely going to keep following it. There's lots of really cool lectures on YouTube and stuff about it. And it is absolutely mind-boggling. And no, I'm not going to pretend like I fully understand it, because I absolutely do not. I just think it's so interesting, this idea of pulling time out of the equation and saying, look, quantum mechanics exists in the same universe that black holes and planets do.
Mm-hmm.
Time is not a relevant variable at the quantum mechanic level.
Well, that's really interesting, because it's like I kind of said as well, at the greatest of scales, it also isn't very... Well, it needs to be in the equation, but it's at the mercy of speed.
But time is only useful for measuring change, not how that change happens.
That's so cool. I learned something in to be honest, I learned way too much today. My brain is absolutely destroyed.
Trying to understand this stuff is
far away from the human way of thinking about time and how it passes. We can access the past, the memories, we can think about the future as well, and time time is has precedency over everything that we do. To think of it in like as fucking malleable, like a straw, like you can literally bend it like a rubber band, and then you can look at it with a microscope, and then it doesn't even matter anymore. That's just freaky.
Well, it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Oh gosh, guys. Well, I hope this episode didn't give you too much of a headache. I hope that you are still have an appetite like a clock which didn't quite finish its food or needs to go back 4 seconds.
Oh, no.
Maybe you can go and enjoy another one of our episodes. Maybe share it. Give us a follow where we are.
You know, if you have the time.
If you have the time.
This is the end of the podcast.
Just trying to come out with dad jokes at the end. I love that. Okay, hit stop.
If you're feeling generous and you're not completely skinned, why don't you give us some of your money? Join our Patreon. Join our Patreon. Join our Patreon. Join our Patreon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.